Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. And they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Thunder.
blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
The bus, pay your fare. double dutch of hell. Everybody's getting down. Say uptown.
Never gonna make me.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Doing? Are you feeling fine? The weather in Vegas is beautiful. The heat is left, and now we got very temperate weather in Las Vegas. That's right. We're in the low 90s, going into the high 80s for the weather in Las Vegas. Even though we're in the desert in Nevada, it's beautiful weather right now in Las Vegas. We got a cool breeze blowing, and it's very comfortable right here in Las Vegas. Hey, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm glad you tuned in to listen to my show today. I got a story to tell you about grandmothers and grandfathers. I mean, how can these people be grandparents and they weren't even good parents, and let alone be good students? I mean, listen, come on. How are you going to have a baby and then your baby has a baby and you don't know how to coach them? You don't know how to teach them how to act? Now, what kind of simple stuff is that? I mean, come on, if you grew up and you didn't even go to your own prom, now that means you didn't have a girlfriend or you didn't have a boyfriend to take you to the prom. And that was the 12th grade adventure. That was the big day for you to take in the 12th grade. And you didn't go to your own prom? Oh, come on. So now you're a little older and you get married, and you have a baby. Oh, no. Now, how are you going to teach that baby how to act? How are you going to teach him how to civilize and socialize with kids his age? How are you going to do that? Because you weren't sociable at his age. You didn't even have a girlfriend. You didn't have a boyfriend. So how are you going to tell your kid how to act? And even worse than that, how are you going to tell your grandkids Now that you're up in age, you're older than 30. Now you're in your 50s and your 60s, and you're a grandparent. How are you going to grow and tell your kids how to act and how to behave around kids their age when you couldn't even behave and you couldn't do the right thing around kids your age? Now, come on. Really, think about that, people. How are you going to be a grandparent? And you weren't even a parent good. And you had one child or two children or three children, and then you had a grandchild. Now, come on. Now, what do you do? Now, you can be like some grandparents, and they have their first grandchild, and they're just so excited that they go out and spend $300 and $400 on presents for their grandchild before it's even born. Now, isn't that unusual? But no, grandparents are like that. They want to spoil their grandkids because it's not their kids. Their kids they have to deal with on a intellectual level. But when they're dealing with their grandkids, they just have to play with them and keep them happy and make them smile and make them like them. That's all they want to do. But you got kids that become grandparents at a young age. Now, this is the age where kids are having free love, and they're getting pregnant at a young age, and they're becoming mothers and fathers in their teens, in their 16s, in their 17s, in their 18-year-old time. And what do? Then their kids grow up with them, and when they're 40, their kids are 20, and then their kids have babies. Now, what kind of sense is that? Look out, world. We got a bunch of young grandmothers and grandfathers running around here. They don't even have gray hair. They haven't even earned the right to be called granny or grandpa or papa or grandma or mama. You know, how can they even think of being called that? And they haven't even lived long enough to be a parent, let alone a grandparent. Man, I'm telling you, the world we're living in is so crazy. It's just insane. And it's just wild. I mean, if you didn't go to your own prom because you didn't have a girlfriend to go to your own prom, your own 12th grade prom, and you didn't go to the prom because you didn't have a date, come on, you had 18 years to get a date together to go to your prom, and you didn't go to your prom. Oh, come on. And that means girls and guys, you know, when you go to your prom, that's supposed to be the first night that you have sex. After your prom, you go to the after prom, and then you go to the motel, and then you go to the after prom. But a lot of people missed out on that. They didn't even have that experience. So how are they supposed to deal with their kids and tell them about life's experiences, and they didn't even have the experience? They bypassed the prom, and they never had the social engagement of dealing with social activities as a social event. That would have been the biggest event of their life. So, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking that if you're going to be a grandparent, you got to at least be a parent. And if you're going to be a parent, you got to at least be an educated kid. You got to socialize. You got to date. You got to meet women. You got to meet guys. You got to be able to get around and get together and hang out and be able to entertain yourself and been able to entertain your girlfriend or your guy friend, and then you can think about getting married. I mean, that's what the problem is all about. It's the social engagement that teaches people how to survive in the real world. That is the mark and the sign that people strive for. And then once you survive on that level, then you can move on to the next level. And the next level is getting married. Because then you're with your date for the rest of your life. And you have to be able to get along with your date forever and ever till death do you part. And then when you have kids, oh my God, it's going back to elementary school, going back to junior high school. It's going and reliving high school all over again. Oh my God. Can you imagine going back to elementary school and now you're 30 years old and you're thinking about going back to elementary school? Can you really imagine what that's like? And then imagine going back to junior high school and you're 35. Can you really remember how that felt to be in gym and stripping and taking a shower after P.E.? Of course not, because you didn't do it when you were in school. You didn't want to strip down to your drawers and take a shower. You didn't want to undress in front of no man. You didn't even want to undress in front of other girls. Now, what kind of relationship can you have with your kids if you don't even know how to dress and undress in front of grown people? That's what I'm talking about. And once you get married and you have kids, then the next step is becoming a grandparent. Oh, my goodness. The grandparents that we have today, they're like big kids. I mean, how are you going to be 40 years old and be a grandparent? Grandparents are 50 and 60 years old. You can't be a grandparent at 20, at 30 years old. That's crazy. That's just insane. But that's what we're doing these days. We're having younger babies at a younger age, and we're having younger adults, and they're getting married at a younger age, and they're having babies before they get married. And then they have to be the parent in the house. And how are they going to be the parent if they were never the parent, if they never had parents, if their kids were babies? You know, that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to entertain the thought of being a parent. And then you got to entertain the thought of being a grandparent. That's what life is all about. Think about it, people. Really think about that. You're a kid, and then you grow up, and you get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and then you get married, and then you grow up, and then you have kids, and then you got to go all back to the beginning, all over again, and learn how to be a kid all over again, because you got to be able to tell your kids how to act in all the social situations that you weren't comfortable in. And now you have to tell them how to be a kid. But this is the second time around for you, and life is always a little different the second time around. And then your kids grow up, and then they start having babies, and now you're grandpa or you're grandma. Oh, what a situation that is then. Oh, my God, that is a really awkward situation, especially when you never really grew up, and now you're a grandparent. You're a grandpa or a granddad. You know, some people, I know, Some adults, that when they got their first grandkids, they went out and went to the store and bought $300 worth of gifts and presents for their grandkids. Because it was the first grandkid in their family. And they were really excited. But if they think about it, it's taken them way back. Not back to when they were a junior high school or high school kids. It's taken them way back to when they were a baby. And they were elementary school age. Because now they're trying to think like an elementary school kid and buy presents that an elementary school kid would like. Now, can you imagine that? Being 60 years old or 50 years old and having your grandkids that you're trying to identify with so that you can make them happy? Really? Really? I mean, I'm talking to you. Telling you straight like it is. That's what you got to think about. But anyway, you think about that, and we'll take a station break. Donald, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And then I'll come back and tell you some situations about some of my friends that are now grandparents. Yes.
Everybody was kung fu.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode clicking on the chat button and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. I mean to tell you, it's a real interesting world we live in. We got kids that are becoming parents at a young age. And then we have parents that are becoming grandparents at a young age. What's really going on? I don't understand. I mean, if you're a parent, how are you going to deal with your kids if you never grew up? And how are you going to be a grandparent if you never was an adult? I mean, really, that's a crazy thing to think about. If you've always been a kid all your life and you never really grew up, then how are you going to be a parent? How are you going to tell kids how to act if you never grew up and learned how to act? And how are you going to be a grandparent and have kids that you have to tell how to act, and then you have grandkids that you have to be an example for? Come on. What are you going to do when your kids get out of line? You don't know how to chastise them because you were never punished as a kid. So you don't know how to punish your grandkids or your kids because you never had the experience. You just did what you wanted to do and you got away with it. But really, if your mother would have been tough on you, like my mother was tough on me, you'd be a good kid. You'd grow up and be an excellent citizen. And you'd have brothers that would be excellent citizens and sisters that would be excellent citizens. But everybody doesn't have a mother like I had a mother, and everybody doesn't have a father like I had a father. My father went to work every day and came home and brought the check home to the family. He didn't go out and spend his whole check hanging out with his buddy. No, he brought some food to the house so everybody could eat. And he brought clothes and cars to the house so everybody could have transportation. That's what his job was, and he did his job. But a lot of people don't have parents like that, so they don't really see the benefits of being a good parent. And grandparents, I can't really say a whole lot about grandparents because my parents were old when I was born, and my grandparents died early. So I don't have the experience to deal with my grandparents like a lot of people do. They grow up and they live with their grandparents. They call their grandparents mommy and daddy. Now, I don't understand that, but that's the way that it's going. You know, that's how the world has evolved to where everybody's kind of switched places. So your parents are now your grandparents, and your kids are now your grandkids. I don't understand. It's a weird world that we're living in. It's a strange situation. So I don't know, people. I don't really know what to tell you about all that. It's just a weird way that everything has turned. The world has revolved into a crazy circle. And people are just being the best they can be. I understand that. You're trying to be the best you can be. But if you don't know how to act or how to be what you're supposed to be, then how can you do it wrong? Or how can you do it right? That's what I'm saying. It's a crazy world we live in.
And I just don't know which way to go, because I don't have no grandparents. So I don't think I'm going to know how to be a grandfather. But I don't have no kids either. And I ain't married, so I don't know how to be a husband. And I don't know how to be a father. So I got to watch my brothers, because they got kids, and see how they act as being fathers. Now, I know I'm going to have a good laugh off of how they're being a father, because they're doing what they can do with their kids, but neither one of them is married. Well, I don't know, but I know how to be a husband by watching my brothers, because I got more experience with girls than my brothers do. So it's just a weird situation. The way our world has evolved, it's strange, but it's interesting if you sit back and look at the repercussions of the way the world has evolved. It's just become a mad situation. Everybody is trying to survive on their own, and they're trying to take care of their kids the best way they can. And, you know, you got to give respect from your kids by doing what you can do. And a lot of people don't get respect by from their kids because they don't know how to act like adults. They don't know how to be parents. So their kids don't respect them. Their kids do everything else but respect their parents. And that's because the parents put themselves in that situation. That's just the way life goes. And if you become an adult, you need to act like an adult. You need to grow up and be man up or woman up to the job at hand. Because you can't go backwards. You only can go forward. And that means you got to go up. You got to grow up to be part of the adult world in an adult society. You got to grow up. So That's all I got to say about the situation at hand. But anyway, it's the end of my show for me to say it's time to go. And I had a blast giving you hope for the past and to make you dream about the future. And that's what my guess is and my thrill is, for everybody to be adults and live in an adult world. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm broadcasting on the radio on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. So tune in and tell your friends to tune in and listen to my story. So this is Gregory Storrs, and I am Chief Mudd, the teacher from the street. And I'm teaching you how to be grown and grow up and live a good life. Everybody wants to be an adult, but you can't be an adult unless you grow up and learn how to be an adult. So that's what I'm saying. That's the end of today's show. Thank you anyway. For listening to my story. And Donald, thank you for being my engineer. You did a good job. You kept us on task. And I appreciate that. All right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Peace and good night.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you're a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.